This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday urged Russia to de-escalate tensions with Ukraine in a nearly hour-long call with his Russian counterpart, according to the White House. A senior administration official added that President Vladimir Putin, who made the request for the call, made no concrete promises about the tens of thousands of Russian troops massed along the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said in a statement, Biden made clear that the United States and its allies and partners will respond decisively if Russia further invades Ukraine. A top Kremlin official told journalists that during the call, Biden again warned Putin that the U.S. and its allies would exert serious economic sanctions if Russia invaded Ukraine. Putin responded with a warning of his own. Such a move could lead to a complete rupture in U.S.-Russia relations. The White House press secretary also said that the two nations will participate in three separate rounds of talks next month, first through bilateral talks scheduled for January 10th, and then through multi-party talks with the NATO-Russia Council and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. An estimated 580 homes, a hotel, and shopping center have burned, and tens of thousands of people were evacuated in wind-fueled wildfires outside Denver, Colorado on Thursday. Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley says only one injury has been reported, but didn't rule out finding out later about more severe injuries or death. The city of Louisville, which has a population of about 21,000, was ordered to evacuate after residents in Superior, which has 13,000 residents, were told to leave. Via remote, this is VOA News. Sudanese security forces shot and killed four protesters on Thursday during demonstrations by tens of thousands who defied a security lockdown and severed communications to rally against military rule, according to medics. For more than 2 months, pro-democracy activists have kept up a campaign of street demonstrations against a military takeover in October. A crackdown on the protests has now seen at least 52 people killed, according to the Independent Sudan Doctors Committee, which is part of the pro-democracy movement. Israel has approved a fourth vaccine dose for people most vulnerable to COVID-19, becoming one of the first countries to do so, as it braces for a wave of infections fueled by the Omicron variant. The general director of the Ministry of Health announced the decision at a press conference late on Thursday. He says the decision is based on early research and that officials will consider expanding the administration of a fourth dose to more of the public as they assess the situation. Israel was among the first countries to roll out the vaccine a year ago, and nearly half the country has received a booster shot. South Africa has lifted a midnight to 4 a.m. curfew on people's movement, effective immediately, saying the country has passed the peak of its fourth COVID-19 wave driven by the Omicron variant, according to a statement released by the government on Thursday. However, wearing a mask in public places remains mandatory. Failure to wear a mask in South Africa when required is a criminal offense. A government official said South Africa's country made the curfew and other changes based on trajectory of the pandemic levels of vaccination in the country and available capacity. South Africa, with close to 3.5 million infections and 91,000 deaths so far, has been the worst hit country in Africa during the pandemic on both counts. And the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said people should avoid traveling on cruise ships regardless of their vaccination status, as daily COVID-19 cases in the country climb to record highs because of the fast-spreading Omicron variant. The move delivers another blow to the cruise industry, which had just started returning to the seas in June after a months-long suspension of voyages due to the pandemic. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News.